Brett, your little lad Harlow is normally out here kicking a ball around on the pitch. Now you've got the ball under your arm, and he's not here to see it today.
No, they're on holiday, so they've gone for a little week away, which is nice for them, I suppose. But it's a bit of a shame he's not here to see it, because he would have been buzzing. He's just started to understand what football's about, and obviously scoring goals, he understands that. So it's a bit of a shame for him not to be here, but.
I've seen some pictures of him having a kick around in your living room. I'm sure you won't be giving this ball to have a kick around him, will you?
No, I'll put it in a little clear box with the other couple that I've managed to get. So they'll be a while away from him.
It's been some week for you, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, obviously scoring two last week and in a 5-1 win, and then scoring three today in a 4-0 win. It's gone well.
The first goal had shades of Fulham about it, albeit on a slightly less scale, didn't it? Just running and nobody getting a challenge in.
Yeah, I suppose. But it was just pleasing to get the first goal. I mean, it's Blackpool are fighting for their lives, and it's sometimes difficult. Everyone expects us to win and win comfortably, but until you get the first and probably the second goal, it's always a tough game. And I thought, fair play to Blackpool, they battled the whole game. At 4-0 very early in the second half, they could have given up, but they didn't, to be fair.
And talk us through the second goal, because that ball sort of dipping and spinning as it came towards you. You had Callum out the corner of your eye as well, sort of fighting you for it as well. It took some effort to get that on target, didn't it?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best goal today for me. It was a tough header going back away. I knew if I could just get enough on it, the goalie was coming this way, and I managed to head it and get a good contact, so I was pleased with that.
And talk us through the penalty sort of precursor after, because it was evident you and Callum were in a race as soon as the whistle went to get to the ball.
Yeah, obviously the manager had told me before the game that I was to take him, but I had scored three, and Callum was desperate for a goal, and I think it was the right thing to do to let him take it and score.
With the Brett Pittman of maybe 2 years ago, done that?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation, but possibly not. But it was pleasing for Callum to get on the score sheet. We need him scoring from now to the end of the season. He's been a big player for us, so he's been playing well without probably getting the goals that he deserves. So it was nice for him to get back on the score sheet.
I think I'm right in saying you've got 13 now this season. How pleased are you with that haul, considering how many games you've started?
Yeah, I mean, delighted. If you'd have told me I would, with 9 games to go at the start of the season, in pre-season, I would have scored 13 and played as much as I would have. I probably wouldn't not believed you, but I would have taken it, put it that way. So, yeah, pleased, and hopefully I can get a few more from now to the end of the season.
And we know, of course, a lot of the top teams are playing each other in the coming weeks, and today Norwich and Derby have taken points off each other, so it's a massive win for you guys today, just to put a bit of space between you and a few other teams.
Yeah, we just need to keep winning. It doesn't really matter who you're playing, who's playing who. We just got to keep winning regardless. There's no easy games in this league, so we're just going to try and focus on ourselves and keep doing what we're doing.